Welcome to ACC Crunch Time with your host, Patrick O'Brien. Yes, welcome back to another ACC Crunch Time where we bring you some of the latest news in under 10 minutes here. We're going to talk a couple previews here this week, and we're going to do it an individual game and look at it at each one. We have a ton of them on the schedule this week in the ACC here. First one we're looking at is going to be the Louisville-Boston College matchup. Louisville leads the series to 5-3. Louisville got some, I would say, bad news, I guess, in the recent college football rankings, coming in at number 7. And they don't really have any more. They haven't been impressive in two of their last three games. They don't really have any other opportunities, especially with Houston now falling now to the top 25 to really impress the committee, unless they, blow people out. And then they still have to hope people, teams before and teams after them don't, emerge into the picture in the college playoffs there. So they don't really have too many opportunities, especially since if Clemson continues to win and wins out, they will not be in the ACC Conference Championship game there. But the Louisville now takes on Boston College. It's a noon kickoff on ESPN2. Louisville, they've won their last three times in this series. Last year it was a close one. The Cardinals actually were able to edge the Eagles 17-14. Lamar Jackson eventually ran for a touchdown to win the game and passed for over 230 yards. Louisville, their offense, they've been struggling a little bit. That's hard to say that, especially when a team is averaging 50 points a game. But, against Duke and Virginia, they haven't been very impressive, especially on the offensive end. And I would have to counter that with, Louisville, if you've watched their games, they get off to a fast start. They're one of the top teams in the nation in scoring points in the first quarter. Against Duke and Virginia, they struggled. Last week, they only scored 14 points at half. Against NC State, I think they had 21. It was 21-0 at the end of the first quarter there. So Louisville is going to have to get off to a fast start again. Obviously, I think they're going to win. BC did. They did manage to get their first ACC win. Now they're 1-4 against NC State. Their offense is, I would say, really depending on the run game. They've only been passing for 155 yards, which ranks them 116th in the nation. But the rushing offense is 68th with 170 yards per game. And they've really been excelling in that area the last couple of games there. Their defense, obviously, is one of the top, in the top 25 or so in most categories. Scoring defense, they average 23 points a game. Their rushing defense is only limiting opponents to 93 yards, but now they have to counter that and see if they can control Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson can get 93 to 100 yards easily just by himself. And, that backfield has been able to produce pretty much most of the year, averaging their 10th in the nation, averaging 288 yards per game. So something has to give in that area. If Lamar Jackson and company can get rolling, especially on the ground, against the Boston College Eagles, I think they have trouble stopping the passing game, and in some ways they average about 205 yards. Solid numbers, but playing against Lamar Jackson and company and those quick, speedy, big time receivers, if they have both the run game and passing game, I don't see any way the Eagles even stay remotely close. I could see that being a 40-point game very quickly. So it'll be a good matchup there in the ACC. See if Boston College, if they can pull off the upset, it will definitely be one of the biggest upsets in recent, in the recent years. And certainly, I would say, obviously, a season-changing, coach-changing kind of win against the Louisville. And obviously, if Louisville, they have to continue to win. They have to win big. They have to win by probably 40 to over 40 points and continue that trend through down the stretch there. You know, their next game is going to be against Wake Forest, another team that, you know, they should look to dominate in that one there. So, Louisville, if I had to do a prediction on this one, I would say Louisville really comes out strong, especially kind of like what they did after the Duke game. I had a feeling that they'd come out strong, look to prove. I mean, they pretty much have nothing to lose, you know, and, you know, everything to gain right there. And if they continue to win out, I mean, they have to win pretty. And it has to be impressive. And they have to hope the teams before them, you know, they still have, there's a lot of top 25 matchups coming up in the coming weeks. So definitely people could be moving around and people will be battling out. So Louisville still has that chance. And it's only, you know, the first week of the college football rankings. And if you've seen most of the rankings, they don't look definitely the same in the first week by the end of the season there. So I expect Louisville and Bobby Petrino to come out strong. I think they score over 50 points. I can see this being like a 50 something point to, you know, 10. I think you know, good for Boston College for getting that win against NC State, but I don't see that carrying any momentum into this game. I think the more momentum is going to be Louisville behind them, getting that number 7 ranked and knowing that what they have to do to even have a chance to get, you know, in the conversation of the playoff there. So I think it's going to be a kind of a blowout there, but look for that one. 12 o'clock on ESPN2, Louisville at Boston College there. So look at that one and look for more previews that we'll have coming up. We have about 8 games this week, or 7 games. 7 ACC games there. So continue to look throughout the week for those there. Other than that, you have a great afternoon.